Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Hello, welcome to our pre-show for Tuesday, this 14th here on the year of our Lord 2020. Who's this guy? Looks like he's about to cry. Oh, it's Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott always looks like he's about to cry. He looks like this. And anyway, he is. He looks like he's going to cry. This is Ronnie Lott, but he's on the Major League Baseball Network talking about baseball. And they just had a great half hour on the early players that broke the color line. You know, the after Robinson came Mays and Aaron and Ernie Banks and all these guys. God damn it, Roy Campanella, all these cats. Really, really interesting. They had a foursome, though. It was a brutal foursome. It was, Frank Robinson. They had Ernie Banks, Frank Robinson, Hank Aaron, and Willie Mays. These four guys standing there getting their pictures taken. We went, but that's a lot of goddamn home runs right there. And Josh Gibson was a guy that was big in the so-called Negro Leagues. I don't know if Josh Gibson had much of a career in the so-called Major Leagues, the so-called Caucasian Leagues. But, well, they weren't so-called. They were never called that, but so I'll call them that, the Caucasian Leagues. Anyway, pretty interesting. So, this is cold coffee, but I drink it anyway. Now, today, a little bit of work has been saved. I saved myself work because the show we're going to play today was already in the can for this week, which I thought was going to be a vacation week in Florida. And, of course, as you know, we pushed it to the 26th. So, at least I have this show, and I have one more encore show that we do. Let me find out with this sucker, because we're going to have to play the video. Even though I purposed the video, I can't play it because it needs to go through a decoding process, which I can't do. So while it's processed, it's kind of a waste. I'm going to have to use this one. It sounds goofy, but yes, I do have to do that.
Okay. All right.
Let's see what we got here. Fascinating at parties. You know, so you can talk about things other than the stuff you hear on this show, which I know you love to do, but hey, man. So we strongly believe that no one...
I'm practicing okay. A commercial, sounds like. I don't know.
So again, remember, audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/Phil. Again, yeah. That's audibletrial.com/Phil for your free audiobook.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. Now, is there any more?
Phil discusses the mother of all bombs with Emery Cleveland. This sounds really hysterical, this description. Phil discusses the mother of all bombs with Emery Clayton, and they have... Our show today is brought to you by Casper. That's right. Wait.
This is the man who created a...
Eric Maiden.
All right, let me try this again. This is fucked up. Hold on.
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
This is all fucked up, you know. It's not right. There's something about this shit that isn't right. And when it ain't right, I gotta make it right.
I'm John Horn. I'm the host of Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. I'm here with our very first guest, Rainn Wilson.
Hi, John. Looks like I'm the first guest on the Geffen Unclothed. Unscripted. Unscripted. Yeah, let's go with that.
A marriage made in heaven, I guess.
Or Westwood.
Tune in for some of our exciting upcoming guests. David Copperfield, Neil LaBute, Neil Patrick Harris, Josh Gad, Rita Wilson, and many more. Be sure to download new episodes.
Now, what happened to this? That sounds like a pretty good podcast. What happened to that? Who's this guy? Josh Geffen?
Every Wednesday on the Podcast One app and on iTunes. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
And I'm Rainn Wilson, the first guest.
You were the very first guest.
This was a huge mistake.
Geffen Playhouse Unscripted.
Huge mistake.
No, Rainn, it was just, you were great. This is Phil Hendry. All the voices, except for those guys that you hear on the show today, will be performed by me. Ha! Now we're right there. There's Ted Williams, and I love Ted Williams. He says, I'm landing a jet. Ted Williams is a riot. He was a fighter pilot. And I don't know if he actually was in a fight, you know, got into actual dogfights in Korea, but he was a pilot. He was a jet pilot in Korea. And I'm landing this thing, and you son of a bitch. Something about how the brakes were out on this fucking thing. He's, you dirty son of a bitch. And I'm trying to land this thing, you dirty son of a bitch. And finally, the goddamn brakes caught right at the last minute. He's also got a really good story about Satchel Paige. He says that he could tell if Satchel Paige was going to throw a curveball because he saw Paige do something with his wrist when the ball came behind him. So that's what he claims. And he swung and missed on one that he thought was a curve. And he says, Satchel Paige looked him up after the game. He says, where's Ted Williams? He says, right here, Satch. He says, don't ever. Yeah, he said, Satchel Paige basically said, don't ever think that you've got some ability to know what kind of pitch I'm going to throw. It was all said in with great affection. And then another story he told, and it was only his head talking. All right, so let's do this piece of you-know-what. This is our pre-show, and this isn't much of the pre-show today. I guess I could talk about some other. How are things going, you guys, okay? We're surviving the... I'm watching a lot of Major League Baseball, and this is bizarre. I didn't even know this was going on. They're replaying games from Jackie Robinson Day or some shit, or week, or month, or year. What was 2012? What was that an anniversary of? Because I'm looking at games where every single guy in the field is wearing the number 42, and it's a lot of games. Now, what the hell was that? Was that one game? Was that one week? Was it one day? Was it a whole week of games? I think I actually saw during the World Series that year in 80. Then I saw in 82, I thought I saw them all wearing number 42. I must be seeing things, man. It's got to be what, that's like I'm high on narcotics. Something going on there, man. Although I haven't used any narcotics probably ever, except for the ones given to me by a doctor for my separated shoulder, which I still have half the bottle of, which I think there's some people that might want to maybe, you know, have those, but you don't get to have them. Hydrocodone, man. I'll tell you this about hydrocodone. If I was the addictive type, because that shit is a good, that's good. All I have to say, however, the problem with it in my physiology or body chemistry, it's a horrifying crash. You know, you're high on this shit. You go to sleep, you wake up the next day, you feel like utter fucking shit. So I don't know what the antidote for that is, other than don't take that stuff if it reacts to your body that way. And it reacts very poorly to that stuff. Really, oh God, I've never been more fucking depressed in my life, man, than the day after eating that shit. I'm not kidding you. This is some great stuff they're showing here, man. Some 50s games. Now they're showing Jackie Robinson tearing ass in the World Series for a triple. Here he is bouncing one off the green monster. That can't be Jackie Robinson. Oh, he's out. At second? Bullshit. This is World Series game two we're showing. All right, let's do it, man. So you guys know I'm going to be gone on the 26th. I'm leaving for Florida the 26th. And we both said, Jackie and I both said, this is the thing, unless something else, you know, unless it's like fucking hell on earth again. I don't know, man, because these things come in waves. And that's something you guys need to understand, that they do sometimes come in waves. There's like a second wave of this shit. Until we get a fucking vaccine, that's the way it could be. Not saying it will. It could be. If we fuck up, like everybody wants to do, and do all that social mixing and, you know, hallelujah, and go outside and act like a bunch of dicks, yeah, then we get a second fucking wave of that shit. And if you didn't get it the first time out, well, with any luck, you'll get it another time, you know. And there's also sometimes a third wave. The pandemic of 1918, 1919 had three fucking waves to it. Three. So, you don't want to believe me? Don't believe me. Go look it up. And why is that? Because we think we're in safe ground. We start, socially not distancing. We start, you know, missing the hygienic things that we were doing. And next thing you know, we're fucked again. Everybody wants to get back to business. Everybody wants to get back. I can dig it. I understand. It's important. Yeah. How much business are you going to do dead? How much business are you going to fucking do dead? How much business are you going to do in a ventilator? We can barely fucking breathe. I mean, I'm just asking, okay? Oh, it can't be that bad. Okay. It can't be that bad. Go ahead, man. Rock and roll, baby. Do whatever you need to do. You'll pardon me if I don't join you. Well, you just cut a chicken, aren't you, Phil? Yeah. Yeah, you got that right. At my age? Oh, fuck yeah, you know. Nope, don't want to die. Got too much to live for now. A 67, and I got a lot to live for. It took me that many years to have a lot to live for. But, I get it. Life is like that sometimes. The coolest fucking movie is on TCM right now. Robert Mitchum is fighting two guys wearing sailor hats. Now some guy picks up a crowbar. Mitchum's beating the shit out of two guys. That's all I can tell you. It's pretty cool. Now he flips some fucking guy over. Now he's taking out another guy. Here comes the third guy. Now he's pushed him down some stairs. Now he's pulled out a gun. And, oh, Mitchum almost shot him. The guy missed him with a knife. Dude's coming back down the stairs. Mitchum goes around a corner. I've seen this movie before, I think. Robert Mitchum. And I saw Mitchum interviewed once. He said, I knew when I was walking around the lot there at Paramount, and it was at Paramount, he says, I knew I pretty much owned the goddamn lot at that time. You know, he'd had a couple of hit movies, and he was the man. All right, let's do our thing. Welcome, everybody, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to do our promo that we usually do. Brian, will we do that? What do I want to do here, man? All right, so I am ready to roll. Hey, guys, welcome to today's Encore Show. Wait. All right, guys, let me see where if I'm rolling Audacity. Hey, yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Hey, glad to have you guys with me today here on another Encore Show. This is one that we actually purposed. Well, I don't want to talk about that. Hello, this is J. Paul Peter Paul. And hi, this is J. Paul Peter Paul. And when I'm not doing my pandemic diary, I'm listening to the Phil Hendry Show. I have a backstage pass. And with my backstage pass, I can put in my username and my password, and then I can access all kinds of things at the Phil Hendry Show website. Thousands of hours of his archived radio show going back to 1994 and before, and at some instances, I don't know, don't quote me. Wait.